I want to talk to you a little bit about rough greens. I've told you for how long that my dog doesn't like to eat. He's picky. I'm always having, always, every time we go to the vet, they're like, he's got to gain weight. He's got to gain weight. I started putting rough greens into his food. It's not a dog food. I started putting rough greens into his food, which has all of the live nutrients necessary, all the supplements that they need. And he wolfs his food now. I think, I said to Tanya last night, I think we're going to have to put him on a diet because he's eating all of his food and he can't wait to eat it. It's really, really good for them. Again, it's not dog food. It just makes the dog food taste good and it gives them superior health. He has changed. His attitude has changed. His level has changed. You know, his level of activity. I mean, he's really a healthy dog now, and I have Rough Greens to thank. Roughgreens.com, roughgreens.com/Beck. Go there now. Just try this with your dog. It's amazing. Pat had the same thing happen with his dog. Roughgreens.com/Beck or call 833-GLEN-33. 833-GLEN-33. Rough Greens VitaSmart. Do it now.
Of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
In 1 minute, I start with one word, Romney.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Romney. I told you. All right, let me tell you, first of all, our romance has changed over the years. Used to be you took your best girl down to the sock hop and picked up a malt at the drugstore before getting her home to her pop by 10 o'clock. These days, it's, you know, half-naked grandmothers pole dancing at a Super Bowl, swiping left or right on your phone, and weird consent forms. Welcome to 2020. One thing that hasn't changed over the years is romance and flowers. Women still love flowers and expect them on Valentine's Day. 1-800-Flowers has some of the biggest and brightest roses picked at their absolute peak for prices that you won't believe. Right now, you can order 18 red roses for $29.99, and you can upgrade to 24 two dozen red roses for $10 more. This offer expires on Friday. That's tomorrow, so don't miss out. Bouquet prices are already going up. They will only continue as we get closer. Pick your delivery date. I can guarantee you you're not going to get 24 red roses for $39.99 next week. I can guarantee it. Red roses, 18 of them, $29.99, or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Only at the Rose Authority, 1-800-Flowers.com, 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio icon, enter the promo code Beck, 1-800-Flowers.com. Romney. Didn't I tell you, Stu? Romney.
You did tell me.
And you were
said,
like,
why don't you have him Romney?
I don't need any evidence on
First
Romney.
Of all, I didn't
need
anything in that particularly
yes,
annoying
America
high
heard
pitch.
It. I heard it.
No, you did say that, and I certainly did not have evidence to disagree with your analysis of the situation.
Yeah.
But I was curious if you actually had evidence or you just had a feeling.
You don't need evidence. You have Romney.
He was saying the evidence.
Though, yeah, I know what he was saying.
But I mean, you know, Susan Collins came around. Lisa Murkowski.
Romney.
I mean, Murkowski and Collins, though. Any of those tough issues, they always
don't,
vote
don't
with
get
Democrats.
Me wrong. When I said to you last week, when we knew those guys were going into the pocket, or maybe it was Monday, and those guys were going into the pocket, and they were like, "Yep, we're going to acquit." When that started being rumored, and I think it was Pat said, "Really, you think that I'm Romney? He is the Newman." He is the Newman of the GOP, and you have to say it like Jerry Seinfeld used to say, Newman. It's Romney. That's all you need. Did Jerry Seinfeld need evidence that Newman was the worst?
No.
No.
He didn't. We
you
just
knew. It was him. It was Newman. Of course it was Newman. That's why everybody in the room, something would go wrong. Something would be slimy, and they'd all go, Newman. They had no evidence. They just knew him. Romney. Now, here's the great thing. He didn't tell anybody. In fact, he told everybody the opposite. He was telling everybody apparently over the weekend that he was going to go for acquittal. He was, you know, the witnesses, I would really like to hear from more witnesses, but, you know, there's nothing here really. I'm going to go for acquittal. That's what he's telling everybody. Okay. He didn't even tell his niece what is her position at the GOP?
She's the chair of the RNC. So, like, a big role and right in the middle here, right? Because she's obviously there. She's supporting Trump as the head of the party. She is very much on the acquit bandwagon.
Right. What's her name?
Rona McDaniel.
Rona McDaniel. Yeah. See, I'd change my name, too, if it was last one. No. Romney.
I don't know if that's exactly what happened there, but...
yeah, it is. She didn't have to take his name for marriage. It's welcome to 2020. You barely have to know the guy or sleep with the guy. It doesn't even have to be a guy. You can just marry him and keep the name Romney. And she was like, oh, no, dear God, I don't even know you. You're a stranger on the street. You might stab me to death on our wedding night, but I've got to get rid of this name.
I mean, you don't even text... your niece?
Nothing.
Who's going to be in the middle of this
awful
situation because of you?
You go around and you do interviews with people and you haven't told anyone? Unbelievable.
He's like operating as a one-man personal legacy machine. He's not operating as a senator. He's operating as this like he thinks he should have been president, and he's kind of running his own little presidency out there, and he's focused seemingly completely on his own legacy.
If he was running again, then I'd like to see him take this stand. And maybe he would, because maybe he would. I think what happened here was Anne. I think Romney was just, you know, going along, because he said there's no crime here. There was no crime.
No.
There was no law broken. So what do you think the founders wanted in Peter for just anything? Really? Because that is just a vote of no confidence then. Why have a trial? Why have a trial? Why present evidence if there was no crime or rule? It was just disgusting. I didn't like it. Well, that's a vote of no confidence. This isn't a parliamentary system, Romney. That's not what this is. And that's exactly what he was going for.
And, you know, was it crime-like behavior on the level of treason or bribery? That is the standard, even that, you know, Dershowitz argued for. People are just like, oh, he said it had to be a crime. That's not what he said. He said it had to be a crime-like behavior.
Crime-like behavior.
In his speech, Romney completely misquoted Dershowitz and completely misrepresented his argument, which is just...
Well, he's a dummy, you know.
Yeah.
He's a dummy. He's no dummy. He knows exactly what he's doing.
He knew what he was doing.
Home and Ann Romney said to him, I can't believe you're going to let that dirt back. Do you remember all of the things that were said? I have no evidence of this.
You're just basing this on every relationship you've ever had?
This is just being me. Yes.
You're just basing it on all male human experience for the last 10,000 years?
That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing.
You're going to let him. Your name is going to be forever associated with him and his behavior.
I will say, though, there's a temptation here, and I'm playing into it completely, that we spend today bitching about Mitt Romney's one singular vote, when the bigger story here is...
47!
Yeah, it was acquittal.
Yeah, I mean,
look,
they could only get 47. You need 67. They were 20 away.
Yeah, they got 48, and they because of Romney's. They had 47 Democrats, one Republican. Okay.
Because of
Romney.
Thank you.
Yeah. So they weren't even close to this working. This has been a giant failure.
Oh,
for the Democrats.
Colossal.
Donald Trump is at his highest approval rating. He's been at his entire presidency.
If I may quote the late, great Jackie Gleason, how sweet it is.
Right. This is a win, right? Like,
yes.
This is something that went well. This is something that you're coming off a great State of the Union. This has been a great week for Donald Trump. And like, we can all, it's a little bit almost like victimhood mentality to sit here and complain about Romney all day.
No,
this is a
it's
win.
Really not. I
this
would
is
do
a win.
That. I would have done that last week, next week, last year, next year. I can pick any day, any event out of the entire calendar and spend the day just bitching about Romney. I could do it.
So just like if a great thing happened to Jerry Seinfeld, he'd be talking about Newman.
Newman, right.
Right? Like, we
doesn't
understand.
Matter. But doesn't matter.
But stepping back for a moment.
Oh, yeah, no, huge.
This is a good, I mean,
this
like,
is a great day.
They, you know, if you can't convince Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins that something went wrong here, you failed. This has been a disaster for the Democrats. They tried to take the highest level of constitutional remedy to take care of something they could have taken care of if they just had a moderately decent candidate in a couple of months. And they decided we don't have a moderately decent candidate. So instead, let's try this. Okay. And this has failed.
So let me tell you something. They are not going to stop. I don't know if you've watched a lot of Shakespeare, but Shakespeare plays always go wrong when you plot to kill the king and fail. If you're plotting on killing the king, you know, I don't know if you've watched Tom Cruise in Valkyrie. But there was a point where, like, are you sure he's dead? Because I don't want to do anything if he's not dead. Because if you don't kill him, he'll come and kill us. Are you sure Hitler's dead? That happened all the time. The Democrats plotted to figuratively kill this president, to topple this king. It was such a Keystone Cops sort of killing.
Horrible.
It's almost laughable. In fact, it is now in retrospect laughable how ridiculous this was. I mean, Keystone Cops, who else but the Keystone Cops would have Jerry Nadler and his pants up to his man boobs, as, you know, one of the guys, you walking up, he's got his pants hiked up, his belt's underneath his chin, and he's like, let me tell you something. I mean, this is, it's crazy. It's a cartoon what they did.
And man boobs, technical term, of course, moobs.
Moobs, thank you very much. Thank you very much. So it is a great, great day, and they have destroyed themselves, and I do want to take some time celebrating. In fact, Pat may have to be here with the Happy Days Are Here Again theme song today. This is a very big day to celebrate. I will tell you this, though, they're going to pay a price for it. I mean, not only in the polls, they're already paying
already
that
paid
in the
that,
polls.
Yep.
They're already paying that in the polls. In all of their credibility, they are going to eat themselves. But also, I believe there is going to be investigation. Next hour, I begin to tell you what is coming up on this special tonight. And let me just say this. I talked to several congressmen, several senators. Yesterday, just before I got on the plane, I talked to a senator, and I said, here's what the special is going to do, and only the Treasury Department can verify this, but I'm going to send you all of the information and all of the evidence. And they said, okay. And one person that I spoke to yesterday, they all were like, Wait, you have the doc? And I'm like, yep, we have it all, and it's all going to be exposed tonight. And one person that I talked to yesterday, his only response was, and I'm quoting, Jesus Christ, end quote.
Wow.
When you see what we have put together, this is not just a impeachable defense for all the offense for all of these people that were involved in this. This is not breaking a law. This is like breaking one of our 10 commandments. This is high crime. This is high crime. And the president didn't have anything to do with it. But all those that are covering for it, we've told you several things. The Democrats and the media couldn't accept that he won. Why did this impeachment happen? Democrats and the media couldn't accept that he won. they assume the very, very worst. So his defense is always, when he's looking for a way to defend himself, it's always proof. See, look at what he's doing. He hired Rudy Giuliani. That's, we're right. Also, the left is targeting the DNC. And they had to tame the left. They had to do things to impeach him, because otherwise AOC and everybody else would go, look, they're so pathetic, they wouldn't even impeach him. So they're trying to corral their own people. They're also, the impeachment was about protecting Joe Biden, which I predict is over soon. They will throw this guy to the lion's den because they're going to protect something else that we'll show you tonight. It was protecting themselves because of massive corruption. They impeached to protect the State Department and Intel and the political Ukrainian machine in defense of Hillary Clinton. We told you about Hydra in our last special. Tonight, I will tell you, this is Iran-Contra 2. This is a secret war fought by President Obama. When you see it, it will jump off the page. And it all came from a document we got from Latvia, where Latvia was warning the Ukrainians, I know you're doing business with the Americans, and I know you're doing business with stuff, but we have to warn you, there is massive amounts of money being laundered through Latvia right now from the Burisma Bank Privat. So we followed the money, and we stopped using the playbook of everybody else. We stopped saying, is this about, you know, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or the Bidens? We stopped doing that based on this one memo, and we started looking at this as a criminal organization. And wait until you see what we found tonight. It will be live 8 p.m. Eastern time. You can find it on Blaze TV. It's also free for anybody. Just go to our YouTube page. Go to the Blaze YouTube page. And at 8 p.m. Eastern, it will download live. We want you to watch this. And we really need your support. We can do these things because of your support. We also have a major announcement at the end of the show about the Glenn Beck TV show. And that is all happening tonight, free on YouTube. If something happens to YouTube, something, you know, there's a glitch or somehow or another it's not, you can also see it as a member at blazetv.com. That's coming up in just a second. More on that. It's also going to be on my Facebook page, I believe.
And what's the code for Blaze TV?
If you want to join us, Blaze TV, you can get 20% off now. You can get $20 off your year subscription just by using blazetv.com/Glenn. You'll save $20 today if you use the promo code GB20OFF. GB20OFF.
All right. If you watched the State of the Union address, as I did, I'm sure you noticed that there was an awful lot of turkey neck going on around that place. We need to ship some Chamonix there, stat. Now, maybe you're
the
type.
It's an ugly room, by the way.
It is. you might be the type of person who doesn't mind looking like you just spent the four to 5,000 years stirring in a bubbling cauldron. But most of the rest of us don't really care for that. So, Genucel RH is here from Chamonix. Genucel RH delivers next generation retinol anti-aging effects with zero redness or irritation. Chamonix is leading the industry once again with Genucel RH because it's taken all those anti-aging signs and it's impeaching them. It is removing them, giving them the boot. For their limited time, it's free when you order Genucel Jawline Treatment. And for results in 12 hours or less, you'll also get Genucel Immediate Effects free with your order. Make this year the year you say goodbye to those pesky signs of aging with Genucel RH. Give them a call now, 800-577-8709 or genucel.com. It's GENUCEL.com. Order the Jawline Treatment now, and you're going to get the new Genucel RH and Genucel Immediate Effects absolutely free. Go online now, 800-577-8709 or genucel.com. It's GENUCEL.com. 10-second break for station ID.
Let's go to Randy in Utah. Hello, Randy.
Hey, Glenn, how are you doing?
Better than you. My senator isn't Mitt Romney, so.
I know. Could you do me a favor? I want to know if you could reconcile Harry Reid, Mitt Romney, Mike Lee, and yourself. You are all three of the same religion, mm-hmm. which I am as well. Mm-hmm. But I swear there's a difference. And I'm concerned because of the things that I heard Harry Reid say at the floor of the Senate.
In what way? The fact that he was lying and celebrated his lie, or the fact that he was for abortion?
All of it. Yes. Yeah. Is he of a different religion than I am, than you are, than Mitt, than Mike Lee, than?
You know, I don't want to involve myself in spiritual matters like that, because I can't judge somebody else, just like they can't judge. I know there's lots of Mormons who think I am the Antichrist, think that I am an embarrassment to the church, and quite honestly, maybe I have been at times. I have always maintained I joined this church to be a better man, and I joined this church because it's full of good examples. But this church, like all churches, is also full of really bad examples. And I try not to be, but sometimes I am. So I'll judge myself. I won't judge him, but I have to tell you, I know the doctrines of the church. I know what I have to answer in temple recommends. And I'm always asked, do you associate yourself with anybody that you shouldn't be associated? And I always say yes to that. The press. The American press. So, I try not to associate with myself with people who are horrible, but I work in the industry where most of them are lying scumbags. Romney, I will tell you, he seemed heartfelt yesterday. I cannot make heads nor tails of his policies when it comes to the Constitution. I will tell you this. I don't know. There are people that say Mike Lee is an extremist. I don't know how you were raised by a grandfather who was the prophet of the church. And now somebody says that, you know, you're an extremist. Seems right up with all of the teachings that our church used to teach. American principles, and they still believe those things, but they don't teach them as much anymore. And I don't know how you're an extremist for believing in the Constitution and the laws of America. Oh boy, I'm gonna pay a great price for that. And all my response is Romney. All right, real estate agents I trust. There are two kinds of real estate agents out there, the kind who treat it as a hobby. It's a part-time job. That's not a part-time job. I'm thinking about selling my house full-time. My wife is, really kind of like, I can't clean this house one more time. I can't have another open house one more time. And you're doing it part-time as a real estate agent? No, thank you. You need somebody who is the best to sell your home. You need somebody with an actual plan to sell your home. If you're tired of the hassle of real estate agents, you want to deal with the very best. Real Estate Agents I Trust is a free service to you that has done all of the homework, that will find the best real estate agent in your area. Back it up with the results. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. If you're buying or selling a house, they're going to make sure that you get the best bang for the buck. It's RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. Go there now.
The big special is on tonight, the last piece of the Ukraine saga. Go to blazetv.com, use the promo code GB20 off, and save $20.
I want to continue. Pat Gray is joining us, and Stu, you can't say anything bad about Mormons because we'll just attack you.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And rightfully so.
Because we are so aggressive.
We can say, we are a fighting machine.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Mormons?
Oh, yeah, they're
battlers.
Look at us. Anyway.
Warriors.
anyway, I think they actually would be if, you know. You can't say anything because you're an outsider, okay? You're an outsider.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And how dare you even say that? We can tear it apart all we want.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we're part of the, quote, club, which I think we all like to call it, the club.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, there is a difference. Somebody just called about Romney and said, how can you put you, Mike Lee, in the same church with Harry Reid and Mitt Romney?
Well, you can't.
Well, you can with Romney.
Because, yes.
I think Romney, I really truly believe, is he tries to live his life by true principles.
I think so, too.
He tries to be a good man. I think he is a good man. I just don't understand him politically.
I don't either.
And that has nothing to do with our faith.
Right. The church tries to stay out of all of that stuff.
They'd like to stay out of all that.
Yeah.
But
Harry Reid's principles, how do you explain that?
I don't.
And
I can't.
And reconcile it with the church's teachings.
I can't.
I don't understand that.
I can't.
At all. You can't.
And I personally believe that there is, and this happens all the time with religious people. Religious people, when they mix religion and politics, it goes wrong.
Well, look at Catholics like Nancy Pelosi, who is such a strong abortion advocate. And how do you square that with Catholicism?
You can't.
You can't.
You can't. But when it comes to LDS, church membership, it's really all or nothing. It's a very hard religion to live. It requires a lot of you. I mean, I was up cleaning toilets in the bathrooms of the church and dusting the church Sunday morning. What? Mm-hmm. Really? I want to do that? That's what I did last Saturday. Yeah, it actually is really good. We don't hire people to clean our churches. We do it. And it's good. It's a humbling thing to do. So it's hard. It's not just like, hey, I'm just going to show up for 45 minutes. But when you get into things like abortion, the church teaches you, and this is what all of our churches should teach, teaches you a set of principles and then lets you go and make up your own mind. But those principles are not to be violated. The sanctity of human life. Our church in particular, because it's so American, has always been the founding documents are sacred American scripture. And when you don't take the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence as really divinely inspired documents, to me, I have a hard time because I do believe that. I don't understand those Mormons who don't look at it that way. I can understand from all other churches, but not ours. It's just too steeped in all of that. And I can't find a constitutional reason.
I just taught a lesson on that on Sunday. I'm a Sunday school teacher in our particular ward, and we just had that lesson about how those are sacred documents and how, George Washington made a covenant with the Lord. I mean, those are things we believe and teach.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you get around it.
I don't either. And when you are looking at the Constitution, now this is separate, but when you're looking at the Constitution and, you know there has to be a law broken, I don't know. It's, you know, where is the courage of somebody who says, I despise Donald Trump. I think what Donald Trump stands for or what he does or, you know, who he is, I despise that. But this is not a crime. What happened is not a crime. It's
I think
not
Tulsi Gabbard is kind of there.
She's kind of there.
Yeah.
She's kind of there. But, you know, we're all talking about Mitt Romney going one way. Okay, I don't understand it. And I don't like Mitt Romney, his policies. But I do admire him as a man. Harry Reid? No.
Right.
I don't.
Yeah.
Orrin Hatch? I don't. But Romney, I think, is a good guy. I just think he's Newman. Anytime he can screw it up, he will screw it up. He's Newman.
And I don't know why. I don't know why.
I don't know why. But it has nothing to do with his religion.
No.
Harry
Reid.
It has
to do with Mike Leavitt. Mike Leavitt former governor of Utah, former Health and Human Services secretary, runs that state. And I think he runs the politics in that state. And he seems to have a firm grip over the media, and that's why they treat Mike Lee like crap, because Mike Lee is an actual conservative.
Right. And you also have John Huntsman Jr.
Yeah, same thing. Same group.
Same group. Mm-hmm. They're not conservatives. Huntsman. The thing I don't like about Romney is when you get down to it, he's not. He's not a Republican. He's just not.
Right. Yeah.
He is. Maybe he is the old school, you know, Woodrow Wilson style Republican that believes in big government and everything else. But that's not what I look at as a conservative. He's not a conservative.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to conserve those things in our founding that are worth conserving.
Well, what Republican comes up with Romney care?
No.
You don't.
None.
You don't do government run anything.
Anything. I mean, that's what my problem with the president's speech. If I were going to go in and say, okay, he didn't do anything for the left. Are you kidding me? He talked about strengthening unions.
Big time. He talked
about the family leave.
Yes.
Not outside of the government. What are you, crazy? This guy is a gift to the left that they just refuse to open. And I'm happy about that. Don in Florida. Hello, Don.
Yeah. So, Glenn, hi. Good morning.
Hi.
By the way, I really enjoyed listening to you. And in lieu of the sad news of Rush, who I love to listen to, you know, I expect you to pick up the mantle because you do a great job already.
I appreciate that, and there's no way, but thank you.
No, I mean, and just if somebody's going to have, I'm not saying replace, I said pick up the mantle, as in, you know, you're going to be able to pick it up and run with it and continue the cause of
well, I appreciate
what
this
that. Country is about and conservatism. But that's my
His
my
mantle
is
a little like Thor's hammer, but go ahead.
Amen on that. He's done an amazing job.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of information. Look, I take umbrage with you saying that, you know, you think Romney is a great guy. First of all, if you look in Breitbart this morning, there's an article about his investment company and how hundreds or almost thousands of people were laid off because of the things that he was running did. But
wait, Don, can we speak as capitalists here, not as politicians or anything else?
Sure.
There are times that, you know, GM and the auto industry would have been a lot better off, you know, a long, long time ago if they would have in the 70s said, you know what? We have to close this division. We have to lay these people off for growth. Sometimes you do have to prune the tree, and it's ugly, but that doesn't mean that is done with glee in your hearts.
No, I agree. But look at the article and how much was made. But anyway, that's not my point on this call. My point is there's information out there, and you guys are great, and maybe you can research this, that Romney's son-in-law was very good friends with Hunter Biden, and they're both very involved in the Ukraine and with what's been going on with Burisma.
I will look into that.
A number of different places. And if you could, that could also maybe even explain Romney's motives.
You know what? It could be. And let me look into it. And I promise you we will. We are not giving up tonight. I urge you, Don, to please watch our special on YouTube. Tonight, I will show you what is going on, and it involves the corruption. This is the final piece. We told you about corruption. We told you that this was also political. This was a political op to try to hurt Donald Trump. We also told you that this is a George Soros operation. I mean, there's a lot of fish in this kettle, and we proved each one of those. However, we got a document probably at the beginning of December, and it opened our eyes to something, and we began doing our research, and it is buttoned up. And as I said to you, I talked to several people in Washington, and I shared with a few of them all of the details. And one respondent said, excuse this language, but it shows the gravity of just taking the Lord's name in vain. Let's put it that way. When they heard it, and it was like, oh my gosh, it is significant. this is significant. And we will continue to look into this because this wasn't about Donald Trump. This wasn't about Nancy Pelosi. It's not about Adam Schiff. Those are all the players that got caught up into it. But this is about something much bigger, and it is a violation of the Constitution, a violation of everything that we believe in, something that you will not want being done in your name. And it's everything that when you said hope and change on either side, this is the kind of stuff you were talking about. And that is tonight, 8 o'clock. You can join us at Blaze TV. Save $20 now with the promo code GB20OFF. Just go to blazetv.com/Glenn. Use promo code GB20OFF. You can also watch it. It will be on my Facebook page live for free. It will also be at Blaze TV's YouTube page, 8 p.m. Eastern live.
You keep saying, you know, just to go back to this point, and the caller brought it up as well, as to whether Mitt Romney's a good guy or trying to be a good guy. It's certainly possible. I mean, it's certainly not. I can't judge him. I mean, I'm not the one who's going to judge, but what has it go, Pat?
Like, there's what I gave you. I'm not judging him. I'm just saying he's going to burn in the fires of hell.
Right.
But who am
right.
I to judge?
Right. Who am I judging? All right. I couldn't remember. But he has the tone of a person who is trying to be a good person.
Yeah,
right. Like, he has the tone
sure
of that.
He's soft-spoken. He also has the legacy. There are parts of his life that are truly remarkable.
Yeah and he's done a lot of good things.
Truly a remarkable guy.
I kind of like how now every Republican's going to be like, oh, yeah? Well, he put a dog on a roof.
Yeah,
what about that haircut? Nice gold, bastard! You know, like, that's going to be the new thing now, which I think is actually kind of humorous. He made his argument about why he was going to vote guilty. And in that argument, he said the president's counsel argued that there had to be a crime. And I think that's ridiculous, and he explains why. But the president's counsel didn't argue that. They didn't argue it. As Dershowitz said, during his job in the impeachment, but also on this show, where he said it needs to be crime-like behavior on the level of the other things, treason and bribery, that are included in the sentence, mm-hmm. right? So he said, not only did he say that, crime-like behavior, akin to treason or bribery, but he said Alan Dershowitz said this during his testimony. There need not be, in my view, conclusive evidence of a technical crime that would necessarily result in a criminal conviction. So, I mean, he's saying the exact opposite of that. He's saying it should rise to the standard of a crime, but the idea that you have every crime on the books, you know, to mm-hmm. you'd never be able to list every single thing, so you'd have to have some retribution if something was that happened that wasn't a crime. So, like, he actually says the opposite of that. Now, it's possible he's just, I mean, what do you say there? He didn't bother looking into it closely enough. What's the defense of something like that? Because to me, a normal politician, I would just say, he's lying. Mitt Romney knew Alan Dershowitz didn't make that argument and said it anyway. That's what I would say about any other politician.
I've got two reasons. I don't know what you have, but I have two reasons. Ann Romney, his wife.
You're not gonna be.
Because that's perfectly reasonable. And the second reason is Romney. That's it. That's all you need to know.
Yeah,
Romney. Huh.
That explains everything.
It does.
Right
it
there.
Really does.
Mm-hmm. Right there.
Why did this impeachment happen? Why Ukraine?
Romney.
All right. All right. Thank you, Pat. The days of being able to look the other way are really over. We don't have the luxury of being unaware of what the mainstream media and big tech companies, Facebook, Twitter, even your cell phone company is doing. They are in bed with the left, and they support leftist causes with your money. Stop it. Do you have a big cell carrier service? Get out of it right now and switch to Patriot Mobile. Everybody uses the same basic four cell towers. They're all owned, you know, by the same people, and everybody's on those cell towers. So you're going to get the same service. You're going to get the same coverage. I say you're going to get better service with the people that are at Patriot Mobile. But also, beyond that, you're going to save money, and they don't put their money into, you know, abortions. They don't put their money into fighting against your right to be free or your right to bear arms. The other cell companies do. Stop. You have a choice on this one. PatriotMobile.com/Beck. Go there now. PatriotMobile.com/Beck. Switch and be with people who believe the same things that you do generally. They believe in the Constitution. They believe in the Bill of Rights. And they support those. Don't work against yourself every time you make a phone call. PatriotMobile.com/Beck. Switch now. PatriotMobile.com/Beck.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
All right, they still don't really have any idea what's going on in Iowa.
It's incredible.
It's nuts.
I think Bernie might win it. He is so close. Every update, he's been closer and closer and closer.
He's, what, 5/10 of a point away? Less than that?
Yeah.
Now from
1/10 of a point.
1/10 of a point.
26.2% for Buttigieg, 26.1% for Bernie Sanders, and 97% of precincts have reported.
He might win this.
I think he's going to win it because a lot of this is having to do with these satellite caucus events that they really helped push through, which are different languages and different non-conventional places, like even like mosques and like, fully Spanish caucus events and all these things that they kind of pushed in this time. Those are the ones that are reporting late. I think he's going to win. And if he wins, like, it's exactly what the Sanders people have been complaining about. He's going to miss this entire week of a bump. It is incredible the way this is playing out. It couldn't be worse for the Democrats and couldn't be more fun to watch.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Well, we are a week away from Valentine's Day. Geez, where has the time gone? If you still haven't taken advantage of the unbeatable rose bouquet deals from 1-800-Flowers.com, I have to ask you, what are you waiting for? Because the price is going to go up. Take care of all of your rose needs today with the official florist of Valentine's Day, 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, when you order early, you'll get 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. That's 18 roses for $29.99 or 24 red roses for $10 more. Roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and they're shipped overnight to ensure freshness. Bouquet prices are going to be going up soon, so take advantage right now. Pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. When it comes to impressing her on Valentine's, trust the Rose Authority. 1-800-Flowers.com. To order, 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio icon and enter the promo code Beck. Order today and save 1-800-Flowers.com. Code Beck. Quick moment about our sponsor, American Financing. Refinancing your mortgage. It seems like if you just got a... I'm not doing this here. Oh, sorry. Okay. Well, forget about it then. I don't care about your mortgage. I'm going to care about it in 3 minutes. So in 3 minutes, I'm going to care about it a lot. But right now, I don't give a flying crap.
There you go.
Thank you. We have Jason coming up to talk about the special tonight. And this is really big, big stuff tonight. It is, they're real crimes happening here. And this is the first time now in 3.5 years we can go on offense. We've been playing defense the whole time, trying to say, well, no, that's not what, no, but wait, hold it just a sec. No, he didn't do. Now is the time to go on offense. We have the ball as of yesterday. And tonight I'm going to show you the path to a Super Bowl win tonight. We'll go into that here in just a second. Stand by.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment.
So can we just pause for a minute and say, Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty I'm free at last. They've been trying to get this president from the very beginning. And we've had all kinds of twists and turns. And we've been asked to believe all kinds of stuff. Well, yesterday they couldn't cobble together more than 47 votes to convict. That's only about 20 votes shy. Well, you weren't even close. So now that we don't have to play defense, may I suggest we play offense? And let's drill down into the people's business and what's really going on. We do that in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Okay, bad Wi-Fi, spotty Wi-Fi. It's really bad. I mean, how am I going to watch the new episode of Picard, you know, at work if the Wi-Fi doesn't work? And we're an internet company. How come I have spotty internet service here? This is not right. Okay, it's bad. You know what's worse? Unsecured Wi-Fi. You know, I saw this guy in the airport the other day wearing a mask. And I'm like, yeah, I got one of those for my computer, for my phone, for my browser. Because this Wi-Fi here in the airport has all kinds of disease on it and virus. Even if it's password protected, an unsecured Wi-Fi lets cyber criminals watch your activity and steal your financial account information. Anything that you send online, they can grab. You need powerful layers of protection for your devices and online privacy. What you need is Norton 360. Norton 360 has bank-grade encryption and a secure VPN to help keep your information like logins and passwords more secure and private, along with a password manager that's easy to use. It not only creates, it stores and manages your passwords and the credit card information and other credentials. There's a PC SafeCam feature, which notifies you if cyber criminals are trying to use your webcam. It helps block them. No one can prevent all cyber crime, but I'll tell you, Norton Security, Norton 360 is the toolbox that everything fits into. It's a powerful ally for cyber safety. Get up to 50% off your first year with the annual subscription now at Norton.com/back. That's Norton.com/back. Jason Buttrill is with us now. He is our chief researcher and head writer of the Glenn Beck Program, and has done an exceptional job on this. And we have been looking into this impeachment thing from the beginning. We were on it about 8 months before that phone call. And the only reason why we're on it about 8 months before is because we were looking into Joe Biden. And we first exposed Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and all of the dirty things that were going on there. Not only there, it's worse in China, but we exposed all of that. Then the phone call happened, and there were a few things. And Jason, go over the three or four things that stood out in the phone call that still didn't make sense to us until about a month and a half ago when we started researching this one.
Well, right off the bat, the CrowdStrike thing, I was actually kind of pissed the president even brought that up, because there is a pretty wild conspiracy theory that floats around that.
Right.
And I was like, he's got a lot of smart people around him.
Why CrowdStrike?
That make no sense to me.
And the Democrats used that against him and said it discredited theories like CrowdStrike. Why would you do that? Now, it was easy to assume that the president might have heard that and thought, oh, you know what? I think there is something involved there. And, you know, because he's not going to believe the people in the press. Who's he going to believe?
Yeah.
And so we kind of sat with that. And we thought he's prone to maybe this kind of stuff. Maybe he's talking about that, but it didn't sit right. And it made us angry every time he would bring it up.
Right. And so I just kind of put a pin in it, really. I was like, I'm not even going to address that. I just put a pin in it. I put that up on one of our chalkboards, you know, to look into later. But then we were like, okay, what are some of the other things that the Democrats really seized on? The things that really irked them.
Yeah.
And also the media. The media was also like, oh, we've got to address that now.
Right.
And let's just go down the line. So there was CrowdStrike. Then there was, you know, the mention of Hunter Biden. That really pissed them off, and I kind of assumed it was because he was one of the political elite, and he's just untouchable, so you can't do that. Then mentioning Shokin, the former prosecutor general. Mm-hmm. Why were they so big on defending that? That was very odd, and the media went all out to try and really say a bunch of lies about it. Like, there was a dormant investigation. You've heard them all before. Mm-hmm. We've debunked them all already. Mentioning that. And then there was a few other things that at first seemed separate, but then as we began to follow the money on this.
Hang on. Before you get to that, there was one other thing that really, really bothered me. And that was, during the trial, you kept hearing the Democrats talk about how we had to defend Russia and how we needed to send arms to Russia and how we needed to do all these things because, or not Russia, Ukraine, to defend against Russia because we had to secure Ukraine and keep Putin out of Ukraine. But all that Obama had sent them was blankets, literally blankets.
Yeah.
Wait. How can you now say that Donald Trump not sending the second missile system over, he already sent one, not sending the second missile system was somehow putting Ukraine in harm's way when your guy, when there was a hot war going on, sent blankets? And I chalk that one up to the arrogance of the left and the press thinking that nobody would understand the blanket thing. Nobody would actually pay attention and look into and wait, you weren't sending any aid.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting that nothing pissed the deep state off more than holding up that military aid? The military aid that, strangely enough, the Obama administration never sent. They weren't pissed. They were there then, right. But they weren't pissed off. So that's a key question that I think that everyone should ask right now, right. Leading up to when you watch tonight. Right. Why did they get mad now, but didn't get mad and revolt then?
Right. And if you believe it was just about politics, there are so many people involved, that if it was just about politics or it was just about graft and greed and getting rich off the system, it's too big of a circle.
Yeah.
It's just too big of a circle. So there had to be something else. Well, in early December, we got a tip, and we got it's not a cable. What is it? It's a letter that went from the Latvian government to the Ukrainian government, but it was an urgent letter to the Ukrainians.
Yeah, and that's where our research department kind of centered on. We were like, hey, so now that we are, sensing that this impeachment thing is about done, let's try to really explain what the heck was going on, and let's start pointing fingers on the people that were responsible for all this.
Right, and once we got this letter, we thought, let's stop looking at it through the narrative of the left and the press and stop defending. Let's look at this now as a cold case. We don't know any of the players. We don't know anything. We're just trying to figure it. We're not trying to defend the president now. I mean, we weren't in all of our other investigations, but that was a priority to find out if the president did it. And if he didn't, what was going on? Then we got this letter and it was so critical. And we looked at that and said, let's forget everything we know. Let's just start following the money.
This document, exactly, and this document, which you'll see tonight, is the jumping off point for going on the offensive. And it's so key, and we'll take you all the way through it, but it shows you the path to follow the money. And that took us through, and I'll go back to that July 25th phone call. All those things that you and I picked out, those like four different things, we started to see that these are all connected. Every single one of them is connected, and it goes right through this document. This document, all those things that didn't make sense to us, they all lead through that. So then we were able to follow the money and say, oh, wait a minute. It's now pointing to this guy, or it's now pointing to this organization, or these groups of organizations. And it all had to go, and where it eventually pointed to was a much larger case than we originally thought it was.
What you will find tonight, we will bring you all the way to the water. We cannot make the horse drink. I think only the Treasury Department has the tools to do this. But we have tracked that money from John Kerry's request for the $1.8 billion all the way through Burisma, Privat Bank, all of the people that you know already, to a guy who is the whose bank is Privat Bank, something that we exposed a year ago before the impeachment was even a sparkle in Adam Schiff's unusually large and weird eyes. And it went to Kolomoisky, and then everybody just left it at it disappeared. Well, the Latvian government said, no, it didn't just disappear. It has been laundered through our nation. And so we started to follow where all of that money went, how it was treated. We found amazing coincidence. And all of these things lead us back to Kolomoisky. When we started doing deeper analysis, forget about his connection to Burisma and Hunter Biden, okay? We looked at this and said, okay, who is he, really? Who is he? He's a guy that Joe Biden basically pardoned and laundered. He was a guy who could not get a U.S. visa. He was on the really dangerous list for the U.S. He was so dangerous, he is an oligarch that would buy chainsaws and hire people to chop the heads off of business foes. Okay? This is a really movie bad guy, right?
That sounds like an exaggeration, but that is exactly what was happening. I mean, put that in perspective. You just say you're Joe Biden. Why the heck would you give your blessing for your son to go work for the guy that you know full and well that he is banned from international travel because he was having people chop the heads off of other business rivals with chainsaws? Would you send your child into an organization like that? Of course you wouldn't.
Would you, just for money? Now, hear me carefully, because I'm going to do something that the press would never do to Donald Trump. And that is, let's assume the best of Joe Biden, that he actually does love his country and he wants to do right by the country and he's not just trying to enrich his family. Okay, let's just assume that. I don't think it's all that true to some degree, but let's just assume that. If we assume that, why would you do that? Why would you send your son into that guy's cage, because he's built a cage for you, because now that guy has evidence that you, Joe Biden, were okay with your son coming to work with a guy who chops the heads off of his competitors with chainsaws, and that he was getting illegal money? Why would you send your child into that trap?
But something we figured out is this guy is kind of like that character on Taken. He's got a specific set of skills. And one of them happens to, that we're going to reveal, that goes right back to that Latvian document that shows, you know, this money trail. That's a very specific set of skills that he's involved with. And something else that he has a very good set of skills in doing.
Because you have to remember, what we found out is this guy is actually viewed in Ukraine in some ways as a brutal oligarch. Nobody messes with him. Okay, chainsaws to the neck, nobody messes with him. But we also found out that there's a lot of people that view him as an extreme patriot. Now it gets interesting. Now it really starts to get interesting. Why is he a patriot? Because he's a guy that buys arms and funds armies. He's a guy, when it comes to Russia, he's a guy that happened to, as all of our money disappears, to go on a spending spree. Tonight, secret Obama wars. Wars in your name, without your knowledge, with your money, and without the knowledge of Congress. This is as illegal as you can get. This is as shady and as as dirty as you can possibly get. It's so far beyond Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, even though they were involved. It's so far beyond the ambassador, even though they were involved. It explains absolutely everything and doesn't require Democrats to think that, oh, this is just, you know, Joe Biden. And no, not everybody is crook. Joe Biden is a good guy. Okay, believe that. And come and watch this special. Believe that these guys are good guys. They just might have gotten trapped into something. Go ahead, believe that. And we will show you the crime of the last 20 years, the last two decades, what's really going on. Tonight, 8 o'clock, only on Blaze TV. You can get it for free on our Blaze YouTube channel, also free on my Facebook page. And if you're a Blaze subscriber, watch it there. We really need your help. We have a special announcement about the Glenn Beck television program that is all possible because of your subscriptions. So we are going to announce that also tonight in this special. Make sure you're watching it and join us at blazetv.com/Glenn. Use the promo code GB20 off and save 20%. Don't miss it. It's time we go on the offense and root out the corruption in Washington. Thanks, Jason. Exceptional job, by the way. Exceptional job. All right. Our sponsor this half hour is MyPillow. I have to tell you, oh, I got back into my bed yesterday with MyPillow and my sheets and my bed, and I was so happy to be home. I slept all the way through last night. I slept 3 hours the night before. I just get lousy sleep on the road, and part of it, a big part of it, is MyPillow. Between the sheets and MyPillow, and I thought I would hate this pillow. I really did. It's not a pillow I would pick up at store and say, oh, yeah, I'll like that pillow. It's a pillow that I sleep with now, and I just don't sleep as well without it. Take it with me is what I learned the last two nights. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. You get great sheets, the Giza Dream Sheets. Buy one set, get another one free. These are the best. This is the best cotton sheet that you can buy, and you get it at a really great price. And buy one and get the second one free at MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials and enter the promo code BECK. That's promo code Beck at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. We break for 10 seconds. Station ID. Okay, so Pelosi has made the error of a lifetime, and I think this has just been the worst bungle of anything. Soon, I believe, because you have Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson now calling for the travel records of the Bidens. They are not going to let this go. When they see the information that we are bringing tonight, I think this will even expand, and it's time to go on the offense, not the defense. It's time to take this corruption down. The president was acquitted yesterday, and we could concentrate on Mitt Romney, which would be fun, because, as I told you last week, Romney, he's the Newman of the GOP, and he was the only guy, and I don't understand his logic on it. I just don't. Let me go to Jason. Hello, Jason. You're on the Glenn Beck program.
Hello, Glenn.
Hi.
Hello, Glenn. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm a Democrat, but I admit I admire you as a broadcaster. And
thank you.
If I had a debate against you, I probably would not even show up for it. That's the truth.
I do this for a living. You don't.
Fair enough, yeah. Sir. The whole thing is a mess, though. The whole thing is just embarrassing for every single person involved. And I really mean that. I mean, any single individual that has anything to do with this should be humiliated by it.
I agree.
But then again, I suppose, you know, some people must enjoy it because your show's still on the air, right?
I don't think, you know, I think the vast majority of my audience is probably like you. They listen because they feel like they have to. They pay attention all this to, because they have to, but they would give it up in a heartbeat. I would. I'd give up all this political crap in a heartbeat, wouldn't you?
This is a prank call, Colonel Sanders. You're not picking up on that?
No.
He was trying to be funny. But
I mean, oh, I didn't. But no, I didn't pick up on that. I'm sorry. Yeah. okay,
that,
thanks
was,
for your
That
call.
Was him being hilarious. But, I mean, I think the point that you make is, like, this idea that the that people don't want to watch it, right? We've kind of gone back and forth about that because I think there is a terror in the audience legitimately, which is the point I think you were trying to address, which
right.
is, like, the audience doesn't thinks it's nonsensical. And yet they're showing up in record numbers. I mean, the ratings are through the roof, obviously.
Because
they know it's important.
Right.
And they want to make sure they understand it. But it is a really frustrating part of this sort of process, right? Like, that you have to do that. Because if we had competent people in Washington, we wouldn't have to. Right, you would have. This was not a country that was designed.
We got here because we didn't pay attention.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Simply Safe. So here's some things that are a little confusing. 2020 now, home security has never been more technologically advanced or widely available or as cheap as it is right now. And yet, 3 out of 5 homes don't have any kind of home security except the door lock. When you consider that burglary happens every 20 seconds in this country, you need home security. Now, maybe you think it's expensive or it's complicated or it's just a hassle. All of those things are gone. This is a new world, and Simply Safe has state-of-the-art system and 24-hour round-the-clock monitoring that is not only easy to set up. They can set it up for you if you want, but I can do it, and I am not handy. For 50 cents a day, you can have the peace of mind that comes with having the best security system out there protecting you and your family. And there's no contract, and you don't even have to spend the 50 cents a day if you don't want to. You just use it as a burglar alarm so the sirens go off and doesn't call police or nobody's monitoring it. SimplySafeBeck.com. You are in control. Simply Safe. Get the free Simply Safe security camera, normally $100. Order yours, you get it for free. It'll help you capture crucial evidence for the police and get 350% faster dispatch. SimplySafeBeck.com.
BlazeTV.com. Use the promo code GB20 off. We were just talking about it. It's the last, for the final piece in the Ukraine puzzle, the $1 billion question. Get $20 off your subscription with that code.
Yes. Hello, America, as if that is your real name. This is the Glenn Beck Program, which makes me conveniently Glenn Beck. And I'm so glad that you're here. Let me take your phone call. I really want to hear your voice today. We may take phone calls for the rest of the program because this has just been. Stu said this yesterday, and yesterday I got on the plane, Stu, and I was thinking about it, and I thought, he's absolutely right. I cannot name another week. I cannot point to another week in the history of my life that has been as chaotic without war. Okay. I mean, you know, the September 11th, but that was all based on one thing, unplanned, blah, blah, blah. These are known things. We knew last week this was going to be crazy. It's crazier than we thought it would be.
Yeah, think about it. The Super Bowl on Sunday, which usually dominates the week of coverage.
It was a good game. The halftime show was just it was a strip club.
had some controversy tied to it.
Right.
And that's coming off of the week with Kobe Bryant, which was another huge thing.
Right.
Then you get into this week and you have
Monday, you have the closing arguments and whether we're going to have, you know, witnesses, closing arguments for the impeachment.
The Iowa caucus, which again, the Iowa caucus is supposed to completely dominate the news cycle.
Right.
Of course, they can't get the results out of the Iowa caucus.
So it's not only that it's a big deal that is going to have Bernie Sanders or a nobody rocket to the top. crush the vice presidential candidate, the one that everybody said is going to win. It crushes that, but they can't even get it right.
Right. And they still don't know, by the way, who is actually going to win the Iowa caucus, right, which is something we need to spend some time
They're
on.
They're 97% of reports are in now. 97% of the precincts are in, and it shows literally in a dead heat. 1/10 of a point, Bernie Sanders and Buttigieg.
26.2 for Buttigieg, 26.1 for Bernie Sanders.
So Bernie Sanders may actually end up winning this. So you've got the controversy of, oh, did you see the news today? That this app they've done research on now and shows that it was riddled with avenues to hack.
Oh, yeah. It was a complete disaster.
So you've got that topic on hacking and the next election, the back and forth of the Bernie Sanders people not believing the DNC, not believing in this.
With good reason, by the way, at this point.
Right? Joe Biden came out yesterday and said he doesn't necessarily accept those as valid numbers.
Yeah. Well, reporting is going on about the numbers that they are releasing, and they're finding all sorts of errors in those results. Things that broke, like, you know, you're not, once you get onto a team in your caucus, right, and it's over 15%, you're viable, you're not allowed to switch. Well, they're finding in the results that people are dropping below their initial results, which is impossible based on the rules. They're also finding increases in total numbers of people after the first voting record, which is not allowed.
I mean, I will tell you that this is, and you know, that Buttigieg, one of the guys who developed this app, has some relationship with Buttigieg. And I'm not saying that that is nefarious. I'm just saying it adds to the conspiracy theory.
Yeah, there's all sorts of conspiracy theories.
Yeah, of Sanders people. They're already rightfully paranoid because they know that Joe Biden, I mean, Bernie Sanders himself came out over the weekend and said, the DNC is our target. I mean, our target is not just Donald Trump and the Republicans. It's the Democrats as well.
And by the way, this is our review of the week. We can't even get through the first day.
Right.
Tuesday is the State of the Union. Wednesday is...
And a record-setting State of the Union.
Yep.
You can't even get past that. Right. Nancy Pelosi ripping things up. And now we know today we have video of her pre-ripping stuff.
Which is the most frail... Sad old lady thing I've ever heard in my life.
To rip this page, I should probably start it. She's on tape pre-ripping all the way during, not thinking that any, what, no cameras were on her?
Well, they did have cameras.
She is like, you don't think people are going to watch you? We're going to go back and view the videotape of you, Nancy?
And to be clear, what we're talking about here is, you know, how she did the big dramatic ripping of the papers. She was apparently afraid she wasn't going to be able to rip the papers all the way.
I mean, that's
so
crazy.
She pre-ripped the papers during the speech so she could stand up and get a clean rip when she did it on camera.
Here, play the video, Casey. You happen to be watching. You happen to be watching. There she is. She's taking them. She takes them down. She pre-rips
them below the desk. You can see her do the motion. And when she puts them back on the desk, there's, you know, if you could see in the video, there's little tiny tears in the same spot on all the papers.
This is so funny.
I mean, it is pathetic. It shows how premeditated it was.
Yeah.
But it is really funny.
Okay, so that was Tuesday. We're at Thursday. Yeah. That was Tuesday.
And yesterday was the impeachment vote,
right,
which is the third time it's happened in history, in the history of our country. And it almost was swallowed up in the news cycle. The third time it's ever happened in history. We have, of course, the Romney thing that happened very last minute that was relatively, with the exception of Glenn, unexpected.
Romney,
to the
all
point
you have
of,
to
like,
say,
he was
from
telling,
here on out, I want this to be a universal rule.
Mm-hmm.
Romney's name is never spoken on this program from here on out unless it is said
Romney.
Because that is the answer to everything. You want to fix health care? What's standing in the way? Romney. You don't think the president should be impeached or shouldn't be convicted? What's going to stand in your way? Romney. Name it. Somebody started, you know, a pandemic. Who could it be?
Romney.
From here on out, he is the Newman of this program and I think of the GOP.
And that's just up till today. I mean, and not to mention we're in the middle of an actual potential pandemic here with the coronavirus.
I don't know if you saw this. There is research out today. Where is it? There's research out today that shows that they think that this will be a pandemic and will end up killing 51 million people in the next like 12 or 24. I mean, it's, I have to, I'll look for it. We'll get to it next hour. It's crazy what's going on. And we're not even talking about it because there's so much happening. Oh, by the way, our special tonight will show you the final piece. It's the $1 billion question. What happened to your money? What happened to your money? The $1 billion question. We answer it tonight. Iran-Contra. Iran-Contra. Except this one was done by Obama and the State Department. They are fighting secret wars and laundering your money and funneling it to really bad guys to fight secret wars. Is that what you want? Democrats, is that what you want? Watch tonight. And by the way, Republicans, you watch because we need to go on the offensive now. We need a, enough is enough. Okay, let me go to Taylor in Indiana. Hello, Taylor.
Hey there. Just quick point. No one despises Nancy Pelosi more than I do. I ordered my pen. Looking forward to getting it in the mail.
But yes, yes.
So you went to NancyPelosiSucksPen.com? Just want to make sure.
I did.
Okay, yeah. Make sure you're getting an authentic one.
Yeah, don't accept any knockoffs. If this Nancy Pelosi signed the impeachment with a special pen, and she gave them out to Jerry Nadler and everybody else, and it has her signature. This is an exact replica, except it's not. And but it just looks close enough for anybody who's not paying attention. And where her signature is Nancy Pelosi, she apparently added the word sucks after. And I don't know why. Mm. And so in her own handwriting, it says, or allegedly, Nancy Pelosi sucks. And you can get it at Nancy Pelosi sucks pen. .com. Anyway, go ahead. So did you haven't gotten yours yet?
No, I haven't gotten them.
Okay.
Hoping to get in the mail here soon.
Yeah, soon you will.
She does a good enough job on her own shooting herself in the foot. So why would Representative Gates try and censure her? It's like, it's just a showboat. Obviously nothing's going to happen because the Democrats hold the House. So it just seems like a lose-lose. It looks kind of petty. It's like, let Nancy destroy herself on her own.
Yeah.
I will tell you this.
Seems
silly. I that was way beyond.
But who?
I know. But I will tell you that I don't think we should stand in their way on anything because they destroy everything they touch right now. Bill, you're on the Glenn Beck program.
Hi, I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I just wanted to give you a call about the election.
Okay.
I think what's going on here is ridiculous, too.
Uh-huh.
I mean...
Bill, are you there?
And just wanted to say... I agree that what's going on is ridiculous. From Republic dopes... and I just wanted to say that the real enemy here are Republicans.
All right, Bill, apparently...
Hey, this is a prank call. It was a prank call the whole time. You didn't even get it. It was a prank call the whole time. Hey, Colonel Sanders. Hey, what are you... You know what I think about you? I think you're... a rodeo clown.
That's what I call myself. But
are you going to start the police next?
All right. All right. Okay. Hang up the phone. That's Bill, apparently a lifelong Democrat who's had a real change of heart there. Pulling another page for the Nancy Pelosi handbook. Man, that's good. Craig in Florida. Hello. Craig, don't listen now. He's walking around and he's like, he's not coming to me. He's listening. Hello, Craig. Last time? All right, let's go to Alturo in Utah. I think he just took a breath to say.
He took a breath to say his
hello.
First word there. Bye-bye.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Alturo, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Good morning. Thank you, Glenn, for
you
taking
bet.
My phone call.
You bet.
I'm calling about Romney.
Romney. It's got to say with, you have to say with contempt, like Seinfeld used to say Newman. Romney.
I'll have to practice a little.
Okay, yeah. All right.
I'm the chairman of the RecallRomneyNow.com.
Wait, when did...
It's a
Has this been going on for a while, or is this brand new and you're the chairperson?
No. Actually, this has been going on for quite some time.
Really?
4 months.
Huh.
Yeah. We started way back in April, but anyway, we are a citizens initiative grassroots, you know, organization. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to get a Utah code changed so that we can recall U.S. senators here in the state of Utah. Our website is, again, recallromneynow.com.
Okay, so Altura, why are you trying to recall Romney? What was your, you know, 4 months ago, what was your...
Well, actually, it started back in April 5th, 2019. I went to a town hall meeting. Mr. Romney was there. He was taking questions. I raised my hand several times. I had some questions about immigration, illegal immigration, and so forth. Mm-hmm. By the way, I am a first-generation naturalized U.S. citizen. Mm-hmm. I came here legally. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he never called on me. But anyway, an hour went by. People went and shook his hand. But the very people that he were asking questions are the people that went and shook hands with him. And he, interestingly enough, he knew them by the first name. Okay.
So what you're insinuating here that he knew all the questions in advance, or he knew the people that he was asking, and so he didn't know you, and so he wouldn't call on you.
He never called on me. I don't know why. Nevertheless, I thought, you know, I have nothing. I mean, how do we do something to get this guy off the dime? So anyway, okay. I think he's mistaken. He thinks he has a tenure as a U.S. senator. You know, it'll take 5 years from now, you know, before he actually comes out for re-election again.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd start, you know, recall.
Well, I would imagine that you would imagine today is your day, Altura. Today's your day at recallromneynow.com. Thank you, Altura, for your phone call. Seems a little like you should have a better reason to recall him than that, and I'm sure you do.
I thought the only reason you needed was Romney.
Well, I think you need a little more than that. I think you need a little more than what Romney had for his vote yesterday. But I could be wrong on that. I will tell you that he is in trouble in Utah. I think that if he were running, now listen carefully, if he were running for re-election today, he would definitely lose in November. He would lose. In fact, I think the party would say to him, you're going to kill us. Get out. Which leads me to ask this question. Would he have voted exactly the same way had he known it wasn't going to be 4 years down the road before he has to run a campaign?
Yeah.
And he's counting on nobody remembering this.
And I to rephrase it, I would actually disagree with you. If the election was being held today, he would win by a large amount because he would have voted the other way if the election was being held today. That's why.
All right, Peggy in Louisiana, or is it Los Angeles? Which is it?
It's Peggy.
In Los Angeles or Louisiana?
It's a great answer.
Hang on. I didn't notice the time. We got to take a break. Back in just a second.
Los Angeles or Louisiana? It's Peggy. Okay. I mean, you know what? It's what like, she's like Cher.
All right. Interest, she's everywhere. Interest rates are close to a 3-year low right now. And you know what that means? It means if you've been in your mortgage for 3 years or more, it is time to take a hard look at the data and see if you might refi, because refi may save you hundreds, if not $1,000 a month or more. Now, the people that can do this for you in a 10-minute phone call is American Financing, family owned and operated, dedicated mortgage consultant who are not in it for the bank, but in it for you. And in the course of a 10-minute phone call, that's all it takes, they will be able to tell you how much money you can save every month. I urge you, get your financial house in order, save, sock the money away. There's never any pressure. They don't do pressure. They offer solutions if they make sense for you. It's American Financing at 800-906-2440, 800-906-2440, AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS, 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
I'm going to take your phone calls all next hour, 888-727-BECK. It's a big week. I want to hear from you. I just got Peggy's question over the break, and she wanted to know the tonight's TV special at blazetv.com. She said, does this what we found in Ukraine have anything to do with Benghazi? Peggy, you couldn't be more right. Yes, it does. Benghazi was the same play. They screwed it up. They learned, and they did it, they think, the right way in Ukraine. All right, new year deserves a new pair of Tecovas boots. Start strong with that feeling of confidence and comfort that only comes with a real high-quality pair of Western boots. Even if you've never worn cowboy boots before, Tecovas has the perfect pair for you. Tecovas boots, they're made to honor the cowboy in all of us. And I don't care where you live, there is a part of you that's cowboy. Honorable in your daily dealings, authentic in the way we live, committed to the ideals that built the greatness that is America. And every pair is handmade with high-quality, full-grain leathers by world-class bootmakers with no shortcuts or compromises ever. The styles are classic and handsome up any room they're in, and when you wear your Tecovas, I mean, you shouldn't kick down any doors, but it's good to know that you probably could. Tecovas, they haven't forgotten about middle America. Instead, they cut out the middleman, so you pay a fair price. Plus, free shipping and exchanges makes it simple. So find your pair at tecovas.com/Beck. That's tecovas.com/Beck. Tecovas, Western goods for new frontiers. Thank you so much, Hillary. I appreciate it. Is a large chunk of your monthly budget going towards credit card bills? If so, you are not alone, and you're not stuck with it either. And here's the secret. If you call American Financing and consolidate that debt right now, you can get the lowest interest rate possible. And we're talking about mortgage refinance. Mortgage rates are at the lowest they've been in over a year, and credit cards charge double-digit rates, so it adds up. And with American Financing, you'll get straightforward and effortless mortgage experience. A 10-minute phone call is all that's required. Please call American Financing right now and get yourself into financial stability. It's AmericanFinancing.net. Call 800-906-2440. 800-906-2440. We're going to take your phone calls. Also, I want to bring you up to speed on the coronavirus. We're going to talk about, I mean, there's so much to talk about. We're going to talk about the special that we're doing tonight. Please tell your friends, invite your friends over to watch it with you. This, I think, is a really, really, really important special tonight. It's the final piece. It's time for offense, no more defense tonight. An AI-powered simulation run by a technology executive says that coronavirus will infect as many as 2.5 billion people within the next 45 days and will kill as many as 52.9 million. Now, fortunately for us, it's kind of like global warming. These models don't always turn out this way. It is mutating, which we think is going to actually help bring those numbers down. But it is something that we should pay attention to. But then again, you know, the Democrats should have paid attention to the app in Iowa or the actual evidence in the impeachment or the fact that some people just will not give up digging. And that brings us to the special tonight. It's time for the Republicans now to go on to offense. Ukraine, the final piece in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Okay, here's Shave's secret, like Victoria's secrets, or Victoria's secret. She had one. Wear hot underpants. I think that was the secret. That's it. I mean, there's nothing special. Shave secret, kind of same thing. There's one. You don't need any of the expensive gels or creams or soaps or anything else. What you need are essential oils, and this is a specially blended proprietary essential oil blend. And it is something that has been around forever and ever and ever. It is the way, until marketing came around, that people used to shave. You put two or three drops in your hand, and if your hands are wet, then you rub it into your beard and you shave, and it'll give you the cleanest, softest shave. It'll stop with the ingrown hairs, the rash on your neck. If you have a problem with any of those, this is really the solution. It's for your face, or ladies or gentlemen. What are you saying? I don't shave my legs. No, that's fine. You are a beautiful person. You can get Shave Secret right now at a fraction of what you're spending probably. And it lasts forever. Shave Secret, available regionally at HEB and Wegmans, which I think is the best grocery store in the country. Also at Walmart and online at Amazon or ShaveSecret.com. If you use the promo code Beck at ShaveSecret.com, you'll get a 10% discount. But find this, the best shave you've ever had, ShaveSecret.com. Tonight, a special, our fourth and final special on Ukraine. It's time now to play offense, the final piece, the billion-dollar question. What is it? Where did our $1 billion go? It's actually $1.8 billion and almost $9 billion if you count the IMF. All of the money that we guaranteed, or the $1.8 that we actually gave in cash to Ukraine, where did it go? Tonight, I'm going to show you. And it's truly stunning how it is right out in the open. And all you have to do is just put this puzzle piece together. When you snap that last piece in, you see this is about secret wars. This is Iran-Contra. This is gigantic. And it all comes from a president who wanted to make friends with Russia, and they want their policy back. The 80s called. Stop it. He didn't want to be known as a war president. He didn't want to be known for doing any of these things. And so find a way to do it. And they did it without the knowledge of Congress. Have you wondered why the Democrats suddenly were so upset when Donald Trump sold one missile system to Ukraine, but wouldn't sell the second one without finding out how corrupt you are? Did you notice how they were like, they weren't at war. Under Obama, they were an actual war with Russia. Under Trump, they're not at war. He just sold them a missile system. You sent blankets while they were at war. You sent blankets. Now, if that's true, how is it Ukrainians had this special relationship with the Obama administration? If the Obama administration would not help them with their war, well, they were going to help them with their economy. Yeah, but what about war? We're fighting the Russians. Well, as I will show you tonight, there are only two ways to look at this, and one doesn't make sense. One, it's just all about the greed. It's just all about everybody in America that was involved in this. All of the people all down the line, they all were corrupt, or they were so arrogant. My contention is some of them were corrupt. Most of them thought they were being patriotic because the president was in on it. And it is the secret war of Barack Obama. And it will disgust you. Tonight, call your friends, tell your neighbors, get together and watch this. We can do offense now. And this really needs to be looked into. I've already given this to some critical people. I am having it delivered tomorrow to the chair people in the Senate that can actually have the power to call hearings. This is the cutting out of Congress, and this is impeachable stuff. It's actually jail stuff as well. I think, 15 people went to jail or were pardoned for the Iran-Contra?
I think it was 14.
14. Mm-hmm. This is much bigger than that. And you'll see it tonight at 8 o'clock. Offense, the final piece on Ukraine. You can find it, by the way, at my Facebook page for free. You can find it at Blaze TV YouTube channel. Or if you're a subscriber, please just join us at blazetv.com. If you're not a subscriber, go to blazetv.com/Glenn. Use the promo code GB20OFF, and you'll be able to watch it tonight. And you'll also be able to help fund these things. We have a major announcement about the Glenn Beck program. And it is thanks to the specials that we have done that have allowed us to make a really important announcement tonight. You will see it live during the special.
One of the things we've struggled with since starting the Blaze, I think, was this sort of dual challenge, which is you want to do all this good material. And the reason why, you know, you started the Blaze in the first place and it's grown into this huge thing is partially because we want to do these big investigations and make sure these voices are protected. And so to do that, we need to have a subscription service because how else are we going to pay for it all, right? I mean, like, mm-hmm. the bottom line is, mm-hmm. so we've gone through many, many years of this where we, you know, try to get subscribers, but the bad part of that is that not everybody can see it. Mm-hmm. You know, and we've struggled with that. How, if we're doing things that we believe are actually important that people need to know, obviously our belief is that the more people to see it, the better. And on the other side, if we just give it away to everybody for free, well, then we're not going to be able to pay for it and all those investigations stop. And we've gone back and forth on like how to do this for a long time. I think we finally landed on something where it can happen for real.
For real.
Because now you can get all of this stuff on YouTube, you can get it on Facebook. We've been putting a lot of it out on all sorts of different formats, and you can actually watch it live when we put it out there. So the information is out there. And at the same time, you know, the people who really care about these investigations, want them to continue, want to support the cause, can subscribe at blazetv.com.
And those people who are subscribing also are the real fans, the real people that are actually dedicated doing their work. I mean, I know we have a lot of subscribers that are like, you know what, I think it works out to what, $8 a month. That is so worth having, even though I may not watch it every night or I may not see this, it is so worth helping because $8 to help get the truth out and save the Republic, that's worth a cup of coffee at Starbucks or a coffee and a half at Starbucks a month. And we really appreciate it.
Yeah. And, you know, look, there's a lot of people, too, in the audience that may have had, you know, be on tough times, don't have an extra $8 to throw out there. Now you can get it completely for free. Obviously, it's great if you can go to YouTube and subscribe. I know I would love if you did that as well to my show, Stu Does America, starting next week.
Yeah.
All these shows, you can go and subscribe at YouTube or on podcast, get all the information. And then if you have the means, if you want to support the cause, please go and subscribe.
And also get some, you know, we'll talk about this later, but you'll also get special stuff if you're, you're getting stuff you can't get.
Yeah, it's not exactly. There is a lot of additional stuff as well. I mean, I'm definitely.
If you're a subscriber.
Definitely. So blazetv.com, GB20OFF is the code.
The point is, please, tonight, tell all of your friends. I know impeachment is over, but it's time to go on the offense.
Mm-hmm.
And they already, Grassley has already started to ask for certain things. By tomorrow morning, Grassley's committee will have in their hands all of the evidence that we are doing tonight. And I just, this has to be exposed. And those people who are involved in either doing or cover up need to go to jail. And you will see that tonight as we make this case the final piece on Blaze TV. All right, I'm going to take a quick break for a minute, literally 60 seconds, and then I'm back to the phones. I want to hear from you on anything that has happened this week from Iowa, State of the Union, Romney, the impeachment, the special tonight, anything else we've missed. I'd like to hear from you, 888-727-BECK. Let me go to Relief Factor. That reminds you, if you are in pain, you don't have to be. You don't have to be. You can have your life back. I just started taking painting lessons last Saturday. And I asked the teacher, I've been working on something, of St. George, and I've been working on this rock. And And I said, okay, so can we finish this? Can you help me finish this? And she said, I could, or we could just throw that one away and we could start all over. And I'm like, okay. So I'm starting by painting. The reason why I bring this up is I've wanted to paint my whole life. I've always been too busy. Then when my father died, I thought, I am not going to waste my life. I'm not going to end up not doing the things that I want to do. And I'm going to learn how to paint and learn how to sculpt. And in doing that, I just haven't had the time for a teacher. And when I made that decision, I was in the throes of pain so bad that I stopped writing letters. I stopped writing journals. I stopped writing because my hands would be so bad after like the second sentence. I couldn't do it. 2 years ago, I started taking Relief Factor. And I have to tell you, I mean, I'm taking painting lessons. I'm painting for hours at a time. I'm writing notes again. I mean, it's a dream come true. It doesn't work for everybody. It works for 70% of the people. See if you are in that 70%. If you were like I was, where you're giving up parts of your life and you're like, this is it. Don't try it. Please just try it. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. You can call them at 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Or just go to ReliefFactor.com. We pause for 10 seconds. Station ID. Mario in California. Hello, Mario.
How's it going, Glenn?
I'm great. Where are you calling from in California?
Long Beach.
Okay. God bless you.
So, yeah.
I don't know how you do
it's
it, but
a struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I just want to say thank God for Romney's vote yesterday. And the reason why I say that is because in 2012, I was fighting for him. I was calling, making calls, donating to his campaign. And I said to myself, thank God. God is all knowing. The fact that I thought he would be great for the country in 2012 was not right, because the left agenda would have been so far down the road. And now we see it. And I'm just very thankful.
Well, I will tell you, there's a really good point, Mario, on this is, we all have to stop thinking we know what God is going to do. And what God wants. The second thing is that God is the best at making lemonade out of no matter what, not lemons, like tin cans he can make lemonade out of. He can make lemonade out of anything. So no matter what happens, I mean, I think this is an example. Donald Trump, is a very different guy when it comes to standards and, you know, how can God use a man who's not humble, etc. Well, he is. He is. I don't know how, but he is. And Donald Trump is doing things that I never thought he would do. I never thought were even possible. And he also still is doing a lot of the stuff that I'm like, oh, really? Come on. Why are you doing that? But lemons are being made into lemonade, and look at all of the things that have happened over the last 3 years. Donald Trump, if he remains the guy he was at the State of the Union, this guy could crush the left, He is exposing, because of their own hate, he is exposing the left for what they are. He's exposing the media for what they are. We've tried to expose these things for a long time, and facts and figures and blah, blah, blah. No, he's doing it, but not by what he's saying, but by showing them for what they are, because they hate him so much. They are exposing themselves. He can say whatever he wants, but then when he stops saying it and then they do it, you're like, what? Dude, that's just what he was talking about. How do you not see that? And it's all coming undone. Just all coming undone. And it's interesting times that we're living in. Brian in Utah. Hello, Brian.
Glenn, this is Brian. Hey, here's the deal with Romney. So in 2008, I was in Iraq, or excuse me, I was in Alaska getting ready to deploy to Iraq with Sarah Palin's son. And I gathered people to hold signs in negative 30 weather outside the gate of Fort Wainwright, all of us, you know, dressed up like the Michelin Man. Hmm. 2012, there's, you know, pictures of him holding my son at different rallies. I transferred to Virginia back from Iraq at that point. So he is a huge disappointment, right? So he's
Romney.
Romney. Yeah, he's the perfect guy. He's the Kindle, the Ivy League education. He was a consultant, which goes into organizations and fix things. So we are not going to reelect him in Utah. I think the deal behind him is this is a man, despite all of these. I mean, the guy was made to be president, right? He was made to make a great difference for this country, for the world. He was raised up to do that, right? Mm-hmm. But the guy grew up in Michigan. Then later on, adult life in Massachusetts. His first political run was as a Republican. Why? Because he's running for Senate against Ted Kennedy. He couldn't run as a Democrat to challenge him. That team was already taken, and so set his jersey for the rest of his political career. But so disappointed. I think at the end of the day, you just have a blue blood. A really wealthy guy who grew up in liberal circles, and he's totally failed. He totally did not live up to what everybody expected him to be. You know, he's throwing out hymns and scriptures. You know, he was not a Captain Moroni, right? He's not a strong guy to stand up against Obama in those debates. He did not confront evil. And the whole time,
yeah,
I and a lot of other conservatives are like, dude, aren't you listening to Glenn Beck? Aren't you listening to the other conservative voices out there? Don't you get what's going on? And now with the Ukraine thing, so 1/5 of that is, you know, a call was made and you could interpret it as, you know, political. But 95% of that is, you know, this is like, you know, siblings in a room and one says, you know, and one cuts the cheese and blames it on his sister. That's what the Democrats are doing. They're the ones who are colluding with Russia. Oh, Trump did it. They're the ones who are colluding with Ukraine. Trump did it. And the fact that Romney's overlooking all of that, this is a guy who doesn't want to disappoint all of his liberal friends that he grew up with in Michigan, that he had his adult life with in Massachusetts. And that's really who the guy is. And it's such a disappointment. We're not going to reelect him in Utah.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing you said is if you don't agree with him, you just don't reelect him. And I think he's counting on everybody forgetting. And things may change. I mean, you know, Trump could get reelected. The economy could go to hell, you know, no problem of his or whatever. We could go to war, whatever. And Trump could become very unpopular. And I think that would change a lot of people's minds because a lot of people are just about now, and we can't be. This one is about the Constitution, and I don't think Romney was ever really a conservative. He just wasn't. I do think he's a good guy, but I could be wrong on that. I do think he tries to do right, but he's John Huntsman Jr., who I also think is probably a really good guy. I don't know him. I knew his dad, and I really liked his dad. But John Huntsman Jr. is not a conservative. He's just not. He might be a great guy, but he's not a conservative. And you saw that running. That's Mitt Romney. They're the same guys. They're the same guys. And you just don't elect them. Let me go to Jill in Iowa. Hello, Jill.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi. Hey,
good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about the caucuses in Iowa from the Republican point of view. The Democrats are sure taking a lot of the air away from what happened here on the Republican side. And I'd heard reports that the turnout on the Republican side, the turnout for Trump, just the numbers, was the largest it's been for an incumbent president.
Ever.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Ever, ever.
But on our personal experience, remember when Trump was elected as the nominee last time around and all mm-hmm. that hoopla during mm-hmm. during the campaigns and
yes.
all of that. And a lot of Republicans said enough is enough, and they left the party. They actually went and did their party affiliation as an independent. A lot
okay,
of people
so,
did.
So hang on just a sec, Jill. I don't want to cut you off here. I'll take a break and then come back with what your
You're
thought is on that.
To Glenn Beck.
Romance has changed over the years. It used to be, you know, you would take your best girl to the sock hop and picked up a malt at the drugstore before getting her home to her pops by 10. Now, romance, I guess, is half-naked grandmas pole dancing during the halftime at the Super Bowl, you know, swiping left to right on your phone and a weird consent forms. And if you get back the next day and you didn't date a cannibal that tried to eat you, I guess everything is great. Welcome to 2020. Now, if you're just a little old-fashioned and, you know, that's not the way it goes for you, I think, well, even the best cannibals don't mind flowers. Women still love flowers, and not necessarily roses. I mean, if you want to get roses, that is the traditional thing to get for Valentine's Day. And 1-800-Flowers has the biggest and the brightest and prices you won't believe. Right now, you can order 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Price is going to go up. This is only good today. Do it now at 1-800-Flowers.com, promo code Beck. But they also have other flowers. Find the right one for her. 1-800-Flowers.com, promo code Beck.
Go to blazetv.com. The code is GB20 off. We talked about it tonight. Ukraine, the final piece, the billion-dollar question. Watch 8 p.m. Eastern.
Nancy Pelosi just gave a riveting speech where she said that she's tried to extend every courtesy to the president. And it was so inappropriate for them to chant 4 more years. It was just a breach of protocol, and she just couldn't do it. And then she thought when he was going to talk about cancer, she thought he was going to talk about a real American hero, John Lewis. And no, instead he talked about Rush Limbaugh. So she had to rip those papers up. Wow. Wow. All right. We go back to Jill in Iowa. She was saying that the last election, there were lots of Republicans who said, I'm just done with the Republican Party. And go ahead.
And my husband was one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to the caucus. We got there about a half hour early. And there are forms, you know, you have to declare a Republican to go in the meeting. And so there are forms there to change your party affiliation that are generated from the county auditor, who in our instance is a Democrat. And my husband took the very last one of those forms 30 minutes before the caucus even began. So I don't know how many forms they sent for us, or if there was just that large a number of people early who were changing their party affiliation to Republican at the time of the caucus. I think it'd be interesting to know what those numbers ended up being. And I haven't heard anything about that. We were told that not to worry. If there were no more forms, you could just write your name on a piece of paper and your address, and the county auditor would accept that as a change in your party affiliation. So I don't know.
So this is this time. This isn't in 2016. You're talking about this time in Iowa, the caucus.
Yes,
people were changing from Democrat to Republican.
Or independent.
Or independent.
My husband's case. Yeah,
and
yeah,
you saw a big movement of that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not hearing that anywhere.
I've not heard what the numbers of that are, what they might be, and I don't even know how accurate they might end up being, since you know if only so many forms were sent to each precinct, and then they said just write your name down and we'll accept that. I mean, I don't know. Do they? Will they? Do they count that? I just don't know.
Jill, have you ever seen anything like this in your lifetime?
No, I really haven't. And I was really shocked at the amount of people that showed up. And actually, for our meeting, we had Kimberly Guilfoyle. Trump sent her to speak on his behalf to our meeting. And, I mean, what an honor. And, I mean, we're just little ho-dunk Iowa nobody here. And my husband was really impressed with her speech. It was pretty awesome. But no, I haven't. Now, last time around, my husband and I ran the caucus for our precinct, and there were over 100 people just in our precinct. Now, this time around, in our precinct alone, there was, I don't know, maybe 12, 15. And that's about normal, you know, from the ones that I've seen before.
Yeah.
But but as far as people changing their affiliation in the large number,
we'll look into that.
Showed up.
We'll look into that. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people. I mean, and I think this is what's really going to hurt the Democrats is they've just crossed the Rubicon. You know, I think there was a lot of people that have just put up with them. And I'm not talking about the people who are just diehard, you know, Democrats and they'll never change and they play every bit and they're on the field every day. I'm talking about the average person. The average person does not treat this like the people even that listen to this program. They're just not, it's not that all consuming, if you will. And I think this last week and the impeachment over the last, 60 days has really done real damage. I think the socialists that are coming out like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, and they're really saying what they really want to do. I think it's scaring the crap out of them. I mean, who votes for Pete Buttigieg, out of that entire field? Except for people who want the system burned down. Except for people who are like, I want nothing to do with any of these guys. I don't want anything to do with any of these guys. That's really what's happening. Buttigieg is a guy who is so far out of Washington politics. And he's just like, he's a mayor. Maybe he'll go in and he'll be normal. And the other guy is Bernie Sanders. So the Republic or the Democrats are behind us. The Democrats are having their Donald Trump moment right now. And you know, if you think Bernie Sanders is any less of a wrecking ball to the Republic than Donald Trump is, you're fooling yourself.
At least Donald Trump cares about the
country,
and the theoretical basis foundationally right. of the nation. Like, I mean,
you could
Bernie
even
Sanders
say,
legitimately wants the opposite.
Right. You could say that Donald Trump doesn't know the Constitution and Bernie Sanders does. Yes. But when you sit down with Donald Trump and you're like, OK, this is what this means. Oh, OK. All right. Well, I'm for that.
Mm-hmm.
Where you explain it to Bernie Sanders. He knows it.
Oh.
He's just against it.
Yeah, and he's been against it for the past 847 years,
right?
Which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
By the way, they've updated the projections on some of these. Like 538 has a projection of what's going to happen in the entire campaign. Going into Iowa, it was something like Joe Biden had about a 35% chance to win it.
Mm-hmm.
He was the favorite. But like again, with a 65% chance he's not winning it, right? So like a very weak favorite is how you could say that. And it went down the line. Bernie was number two. You know, Warren was three, and it goes down the line. So now they've updated it with the Iowa results. Now, of course, Iowa.
We don't know what the Iowa results are.
So they've had to adjust the entire format because the normal bump that's factored into the model
is not going to happen
because we're going to be in. We got New Hampshire on Tuesday, right? It's right around the corner. So the new update.
I stopped drinking way too early. Kids, listen to me, okay? Mm-hmm. If you don't listen to me on anything else, please do not waste all of that alcohol during your best years. I mean, your best years, your teenage years, your 20s, even your 30s, there's lots of things to live for and you can have lots of fun. But once you have teenagers, a mortgage, a job, politics, you're going to need those blackouts. So please don't drink early. Save your alcoholism for when you appreciate it.
That's such strong advice.
Thank you.
Just not enough
Thank
people.
Not enough
have
people are brave enough
to say
it. But save your alcoholism for when you're, you know, maybe in your 50s.
So the main change in this model quickly
is
obviously Biden gets hit hard, right? Biden, who... It was never his top state, Iowa, but the fact that he finished fourth.
Oh, and
is
he's just spiraling out of control. He is every black and white film of World War II, when you see the fighter just going burp, 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 and the smoke's coming down, you know they're either going to eject or they're dead. There's no other way that ends.
And you know, I don't know. I think there's an argument that Biden could have been a strong candidate, but there's an argument if you're gonna take someone with the general policy profile. maybe Buttigieg is a better choice. Right? Yes. He's obviously at least coherent. Mm-hmm. He's smart and he can speak
Seems
well.
Seems to want to win.
He's not a moderate. We should point that out.
No.
He is not a moderate at all.
No.
But he does seem to want to win. He built a very good ground game in Iowa. And he was able to raise a lot of money during the campaign. And there's a profile there that makes sense. Where Biden just aesthetically, I think, is so off-putting at times that it's hard to win a nomination, let alone a presidency doing that. So you can make the argument this is bad maybe for Trump and bad for conservatives, and that Buttigieg might have an elevated chance to win.
He's going to have a harder time for Donald Trump to do the rope-a-dope with. He's going to have a harder time. He's going to be a hard one to figure out. How do you go after him?
And I will say, the one thing I'm very happy about, this is totally separate from the actual numbers, but I do not consider myself a huge fan of the Donald Trump nickname thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Lion Ted and the Crooked Hillary. Like, that just, I don't know. It's very, it's not my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. However, the Alfred E. Newman thing with Pete Buttigieg is my favorite one, and it's totally underrated. He looks just like the guy from Mad Magazine.
He does.
And I know Mad Magazine isn't really a thing anymore, but it's so good. I want Buttigieg to win just for that.
Okay.
So that's separate.
All right.
So Sanders now, after the Iowa, gets a huge boost. He's now up to about 49% chance to win the primary. Second place is still Biden, but down to 17. So basically, Sanders and Biden switched spots, and then Sanders added another 10 or 15 points. They're saying a socialist. Remember, we used to get in trouble for calling them socialists. They were so insulted by it. It was a racist claim. And here they are now, a 50% chance to win the nomination, according to 538.
It's almost like when Newsweek printed that cover that said, "We're all socialists now." They weren't lying.
Now, maybe.
Yeah.
Could be. You also have Biden at 17%, Warren at 8%, Buttigieg is only 3%. So they do not think he's got the coalition. And it doesn't seem like
So who are they saying is who's number one?
One, Sanders, 49%. Two, 49. Biden, 17%.
17. Three. This is crazy.
Warren, 8%. Four is Buttigieg, 3%. All others combined, 1%.
It will be I don't know how to explain how happy I will be to see a Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders debate. It will be glorious.
Fascinating.
It will be glorious.
However, let me hit you with this. There's one other category I left out, which is actually in second place in all of this. No one.
Brokered convention.
Brokered convention now up to 23% chance because of these results in Iowa. That is really high. Some other models have it over 30%. This is not what, like, when it went in 2016... There was this belief that eventually maybe Trump would have a ceiling or fade and would not be able to get over the line for the amount of delegates, so there'd be a brokered convention. But it was never a high percentage possibility. Mm-hmm. This is, because Sanders has the money to go on forever. Bloomberg, we know, has the money to go on forever. Steyer does as well, though I think he'll probably quit early with Bloomberg on the horizon. You also have whoever else comes out and wins, which could be Buttigieg.
You also have a great desire within the party to make sure that it's not a socialist. I mean, you have to remember, the people who are funding this are capitalists. Okay, the giant corporations who write the checks. They do not want a socialist. They're fine with corrupt cronyism, and they don't care whose party it is.
It benefits them, too. Yeah.
It benefits them, and they do not want a socialist. So that party is going to do everything they can. I mean, I'm telling you, I'd sell my house in Wisconsin if I were you, or get extra fire insurance, because I think Madison is going to be ground zero for...
Is it Milwaukee or Madison? You're saying for the...
It's Madison. No, it's Milwaukee. You're
for the convention?
Milwaukee. Yeah. I mean, that convention is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
And again, this does heighten the possibility, and a lot of the media is finally kind of getting on this bandwagon. We've been talking about it for a while, in that if Sanders is the guy, Sanders comes out, maybe wins Iowa, wins New Hampshire, which he's the heavy favorite there. If he wins those two, he's the heavy favorite in Nevada, almost certainly. And then you'd have that firewall, potentially, of Biden. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Biden drop out before South Carolina, honestly, especially if he does really badly in New Hampshire. That happens. The Democratic Party is very likely going to be faced with a choice of either Sanders or Bloomberg. And then you're at a point where with Bloomberg's billions, he is as extreme, actually more extreme on some categories as Sanders. For example, guns. He is is worse on the Second Amendment than Bernie Sanders on guns by a large margin.
He's a dictator wannabe. This guy, when we were lived in New York and he was the mayor, he wanted everybody to vote for making, I think it was Lexington and Broadway into parks.
Yeah,
and
to get rid major of streets through
right. Times Square would be shut down. It would be a park. There's no way. There's only like what 28 streets across. I mean, it's crazy. You can't shut two of them. They're two major roadways that run. He wanted to do it. The people rejected it. So what did he do? He put in walking paths, bike paths. He put in all kinds of no turn here. He just wrecked those streets.
He pole vaulted, if you remember the Nancy Pelosi quote.
He did it. He didn't care what the people of New York said. He got his own way and made traffic probably worse than it would have been had he actually gotten the permission of the people to do it. He is his way or no way.
Him and Warren are the two most
authoritarian
and progressive.
Yeah.
That earliest 20th century progressive you've always talked about, those two are the
Bernie's
worst.
A socialist.
Yeah.
He's a 20th century progressive. All right. Turns out this coronavirus outbreak is real. I just read you a story. AI is predicting now that it could infect 2.5 billion people and kill 53 million. That puts it up there with the...
Wait, say that again?
It will infect, this, according to this AI report, run 10 million times, infect 2.5 billion and kill 53 million.
No way.
Yeah, now they're saying that this has been run 10 million times. It's predicting currently within 3% of what the daily totals are coming out as.
Mm-hmm.
But just like a weather model, you can't model it out because it could change. It can mutate. So anyway, it's real. May I suggest that you get some gold and some silver and you just balance out your portfolio? Right now, the stock market is doing really, really well, and that's good. What happens when China says we can't make your iPhones until June? Apple will take a huge hit. They're already talking about these things and preparing. As this becomes more real, it could cause real global instability. I pray none of this happens, but I don't worry because I already have 10% of what I own in gold and silver. And gold has taken a dramatic rise to the top. I want you just to call them right now and just find out information just by calling them. They're going to give you a pure silver bullion 3/4 ounce coin. And it is to commemorate the War of 1812, America's second war for independence, if you will. That's just for calling and getting information. So please do that. Please call and just start doing your homework. There's no reason to panic, and I'm hoping that none of this comes true. But it's good to be prepared and balanced, and this might be the catalyst to get you to do that. So please call 866-GOLDLINE, 1-866-GOLDLINE, or goldline.com.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. You're listening to Glenn Beck.